Well, Wednesday morning, it's time to get our update from Baxter Regional Medical Center as far as COVID-19 is concerned. We are joined this morning by President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, we'll let you start first off with those climbing statewide numbers.
Okay, thank you, Brad. And yes, they do continue to climb. We are up to 375,971 total cases in the state. We have 14,627 active cases, and that's up about 3,000 from last week when we were on the radio, so definitely climbing. There are 980 hospitalizations, which are up about 165 from last week. And of those 980 who are hospitalized, 172 are on ventilators, and we have seen 6,077 deaths across the state of Arkansas due to COVID. In Baxter County, we have a total of 4,364 total cases, 424 active cases, which, again, from last week when we were on the air, that's up 70, and 115 deaths due to COVID. As a system, Brad, we have tested 27,186 individuals. We have 2,501 have tested positive. 168 of those were just within the last week. We have seen a total of 685 admissions to the hospital. We currently have 38 inpatients. Yesterday we had a high of 43 inpatients. Currently there are 9 in our ICU, and 8 of those are on ventilators. And we do have a total of 17 ICU beds, and those are full of both COVID and non-COVID patients right now. If you look, Brad, at the vaccinations across the state, the state is at 40.99% fully vaccinated, and Baxter County is at 33.7% fully vaccinated.
Ron, we've heard stories out of Springfield and other places across the country with the increasing number of patients here locally. At what point would you have to look at sending patients to other facilities?
Brad, that's a real difficult question to answer because of two reasons. One, you are right. There really are no other facilities to send other patients to right now, and that's what people have to realize. I mean, you're right. When you hear about the Springfield news or even the Little Rock news, hospitals are full, not just Baxter Regional Medical Center. So it's not a question really of sending patients. It's how can we best take care of those patients here. We do have the capability to take care of a few more patients. We've been working ways to figure out how to make more ICU beds, how to create more COVID beds. We're working on both those. Our biggest issue, and really kind of the biggest issue in the area and really across the nation, is staffing. We are currently working with 25 fewer nurses than what we had back in December and January. And so when you have a higher census, more COVID patients than what you had at one time, and yet you have fewer staff, that definitely causes stressful situations.
Ron, with the numbers as high as they are right now, what can the community do to help?
You know, we really need to get back to the basics and the fundamentals, and we would really appreciate the help of the community because we are feeling the stress here on our healthcare system, and it's, again, we're feeling it here at Baxter Regional. I want people to realize that, but it is the whole system, and so there isn't like this easy outlet to go. So social distancing, precautions if you do get into large groups, washing your hands often, wearing masks, and we're encouraging people to get vaccinated. The more people that can get vaccinated, the more it will help in the future. It won't help the crisis right at the moment, but it will definitely help in the very near future.
Ron, are you able to tell us a percentage of BRMC doctors and or employees that have been vaccinated?
You know, we're just above the state average. We're over 50% of our employees are vaccinated, and over 60% of our physicians are vaccinated. And so we keep encouraging that and keep working with our employees and encouraging them to get vaccinated. But that is above the state average of about 40%.
And we understand that Baxter Regional is hosting an informational session with local pastors tomorrow, right?
That is correct. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And what we want to do is just really share the information and the facts that we have so that everybody really has a good understanding, and when those conversations come up, they will at least know that really some of the data that we're going over here and some of the facts that we're going over here.
Stephanie, some questions for you. Do you have better immunity from actually having COVID than getting the vaccine?
That's a great question. So getting immunity after an infection does carry a lot of variables, especially in regard to the level of immunity you get. So, for example, people with more severe cases of COVID-19 do tend to have a more robust immune response than people who had an acute, less severe infection. But when you do compare the responses after infection to results after vaccination, you could get a better immune response through vaccination than through infection.
What percentage of people who have been admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 are fully vaccinated?
Yeah, so I've got a couple different statistics here. So one of the things we look at is since March 1st to kind of get a cumulative of all patients that have been admitted since then. And if you look at those numbers, 89.3% of all of those hospitalizations have not been fully vaccinated. And I know we've also received some questions about our current inpatients and how many of those have been vaccinated. And when we looked at the data for that, as of yesterday morning, 83.7% are not fully vaccinated.
What's the percentage of patients with positive outcomes post-ventilation?
I don't have that exact data right now, but I can get that, and that is something that we will be posting soon. But I will say that there have not been that many positive outcomes, unfortunately, post-ventilation. Mm.
Do you have any data on patients who had COVID, they were vaccinated, and then got COVID again?
That's another one that's kind of tricky because the data that we have are only those that we have tested. And so if we tested them initially for COVID and maybe didn't test them if they got COVID a second time, we wouldn't have that information. But I will say anecdotally, it appears that there have only been a handful of infections a second time for COVID.
Very good. Tobias, can you tell us what someone needs to do if they need to get a COVID-19 test or vaccine?
Absolutely, Brad. Obviously, testing's on the rise, with numbers on the rise in our area. We still are offering the saliva testing by appointment only. You just simply need to call 870-508-7043 Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. We just want to remind people on the testing, please take nothing by mouth 30 minutes before, and there's no out-of-pocket cost on that testing. We are also still continuing to offer the vaccine at the Baxter Regional Internal Medicine and Infectious Disease Clinic. To request an appointment on that, simply call 870-508-7450 Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, or Friday, 8 to noon. Also, this past week, we got an opportunity to give some additional vaccines over to ASU Mountain Home, and we're proud to report that we were able to give 154 vaccinations over there. So big thanks to our lab and team for the testing, and a big thanks to our vaccine task force and everybody that participated in that, ASU Mountain Home, the Arkansas Department of Health. We appreciate it.
Very much. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, just a couple things. This is definitely a critical time, but I do want to say it's not a time to panic, but it is rather a time to take action. And if you look at some other numbers that we have, it's just interesting to see that of the hospitalizations since March 1st, the individuals that have been vaccinated, only 12% have been under the age of 60. But for the individuals that have not been vaccinated, 37% have been under the age of 60. And so we definitely are seeing more individuals at a younger age in the hospital, but it's mostly the ones that are unvaccinated. And, you know, if you could be a caregiver for just a few hours and see these patients that are here in the hospital and the suffering and the pain that they're going through, I think it would give you a whole different perspective on the vaccine and on wearing a mask and on taking the precautions that we need to have, because it is a very painful disease. It makes people feel like they're suffocating. It's not an easy disease to treat, and we just want to encourage everybody to work together as much as we can and do that social distancing, wash their hands, wear a mask, and we do want to encourage vaccinations.
Very good. Hey, just to let you know, we had a text this morning from a listener wanting to thank you guys for these updates. It's very informational and some great information that you're passing along to the public, and they appreciate it. So I want to let you know.
Well, thank you, Brad. We appreciate that. And we just, you know, we have so many people that are dedicated and just love this community and love to help people. And so we're really blessed and fortunate to have that. And I want people to know that we're going to continue to take care of our patients. We're going to continue to provide high-quality care, but we do ask for their assistance and help in ways that they can, like I said, going back to those basics and those fundamentals.
You bet. All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Good job, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.